been up all night, got you on my mind. You're reckless, I'm careless, been wasting our time. Baby, it's useless, you got me confused with somebody stupid. What can I do? You're confusing me too. I should be more careful who I'm lending my life to. I know it's painful, I can be patient, but not if you play it. You say that this ain't something, but I see. But you're gone in the morning. Baby, it's hopeless. I can't afford it. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. Say what you want. I know you need me. I know you'll be running from a secret you're keeping. Running from feelings. Running from me and who you wanna be. You say that this ain't something, but
this is Neon Natives from the Navajo Nation, and you're listening to Guide Note.
So slow, my memory saves me when Lena Daniels, the second of Melody MacArthur's recommendations today. You're listening to Gyno. Welcome back. I'm joined on the line with Melody MacArthur. We have just a little bit more time to chat. Again, thank you for your recommendations today. I did learn about some new musicians or learn more about some musicians. And I absolutely love the story you told me about Lena and your relationship with her. And so are you guys going to be collaborating here in the near future as well?
I think so. It'll probably, because Lena's so very focused on being in her country genre, right? It would probably be me joining her on a track, most likely. But I would be very open to that. I think that she's just kind of securing some funding and trying to figure out which songs that she already has written down, which one she wants to put out next, right? She's trying to be strategic and smart, but also really go with what she wants to do too, which I'm always encouraging of her to do. Because if you're not doing what you want, then what are you doing, right?
Yeah, I think that, so that could be the tagline.
Right now.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah. I'm gonna keep
I am hoping for a collab with her in the future.
Right on. I'll keep my eyes and ears open for that. And thank you again, once again, for all your time today. Let's talk future plans. Not only are you busy with booking shows right now, but you are still very actively offering your mentorship and education. Tell me a little bit more about your work in the education field.
So the mentorship came about after I had taken the Canada's Music Incubator Program, which is a program called an artist development thing that runs for about 5 weeks, I believe maybe once or twice per year. And I applied, I was encouraged to apply, and then I was accepted to be a part of the program, which I'm very grateful for. I had to take 5 weeks off of my life and leave my family, which was very hard to do, but worth it in the end. The difficult part of it was that we had just come out of it. We wrapped it up in December 2019. And what happened after that? The pandemic, right? So I think there was about 12 of us artists. We were all indie. We all left there feeling very empowered, educated. We knew what we were going to do, very excited. And then the pandemic hit. But thankfully still, for that program, I think a lot of us came out pretty unscathed because of being in that program. So it wasn't for nothing, right?
Yeah.
But my point is, being in that program and being empowered the way that I was and kind of learning that a lot of what I was doing was already correct, I thought to myself, wouldn't it be great if I could pass this knowledge on to another Indigenous artist? And it wasn't just for Indigenous artists. I just happened to be one that was there.
Yeah.
And wouldn't it be great if I could pass this knowledge on? Because I had gone through so many years of not knowing I needed to do this, that, and the other thing, or that what I was doing was actually detrimental.
Right.
So I was like, I would like to give this opportunity to somebody else. And because cost is such a huge thing, I just weighed that, right? And hopefully, I'm hoping that I can get to the point where I've run it a few times and it is successful, that I can get funding so that I can add an element of, you know, paying for someone's recording so that they can have a single to follow up afterward, which was my initial plan in the beginning. But then the pandemic happened and we couldn't record anyway at that time. So Lena was my very first participant. And after taking the program, she actually got funding from Canada Council for the Arts, which is a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
It was her first one. And then she was able to put out her very first single. And her debut single, God Took You Home, that you played, went on the Indigenous Music Countdown. It got on there and it went to the top 10. So I'm very proud of her. I think she used a lot of the tools that I showed her, taught her to implement to make that a success. And she's going to keep going.
That is inspiring, and I think those are the exact kind of words that listeners need to hear. There is an industry out there that Indigenous youth can grow up to work in, and you're doing such an important work helping to educate your peers and those that are coming behind us right now. And where can people find more information about all your work at?
They can follow me on Facebook. I'm constantly updating mostly on there because it seems to be the most engaging platform anyway that I have the most followers on as well. But I do put out a notification of when the application is going to open up, and it's usually in May. April to May sometime. So it's already April now. I'm probably going to open it up in May. And then the person is usually chosen in June. And then the mentorship starts in around July or August, just when I have the most free time because my kids are out of school. So it's about 5 weeks as well, but it can be virtual if they're not in my community of Edmonton. or it can be in person if they are able to join me in person at times. And we cover different topics from things like marketing, strategizing, social media, and sometimes cultural protocol, right? Because if you want to include certain things in your artistry or brand, you should have knowledge of that. So I try to cover that if it applies to the person. And we just cover a lot of topics related to trying to get you out of that green area of being an artist and have you a little bit more empowered.
I dig it. Thank you so much for an enlightening conversation today, Melody. Congratulations on your nominations, your most recent work, all your work, and all your future plans as well. I'm excited to see what's next for Melody MacArthur, and I hope that you'll join me on Gyno again soon.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Kines Gansumten.
You ready, Robin? Ready, Robin? Let's get it. I resolved it. I decided I'm done thinking of you. Get my drink on. Play my favorite song. 'Cause I finally pulled through. You made me so crazy. Now I bid you adieu. You, 'cause you're wrong, and you thought you could turn me on to the sights, to the sounds. This time you won't bring me down. I resolved it. I decided that I'm so over you. You're the one to blame, but I'm here and I'm thriving, still singing, still vibing. It's all over when the champs they see. The better choice was always me.
You thought you could take all the joy from me.
You tell him, Robin.
This is Melody MacArthur, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Mabey.
The last time was the last time you'd let me in. For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nb1.org. Also, to discover more music from incredible Indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.